This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I know at this time of morning, many of you who listen are tradies on your way to work. I met someone just this weekend from Keringba, who's a builder, and his crew listens each morning. If you're listening, g'day. I think one of the greatest things about taking some time to listen to the Word of God each day is that it helps us to see our lives from God's perspective, the way that God sees them. And we're looking this week at Psalm 119. We're picking up where we left off before. This is the longest chapter in the Bible, and the focus of almost every verse in this chapter is on the Word of God. And this is one of the most beautiful passages in all of the Bible. It's great that we're going to take actually several weeks to finish going through this one chapter, focusing every day on a different aspect of what God's Word means to us. Today's section is verses 41 to 48, where the psalmist says, "May your loving kindnesses also come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So I shall have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. And do not take the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I wait for your ordinances. So I will keep your law continually, forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will also speak of your testimonies before kings, and shall not be ashamed. And I shall delight in your commandments, which I love. And I shall lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love. And I will meditate on your statutes." Isn't that great? "I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts." A lot of people think of God's commandments and God's principles for life as restricting, something that limits your enjoyment of life. But in actual fact, if you have ever tried it, if you have ever said, "God, I will live your way in life. I'll honor your word. You're the one who designed life. I just keep messing it up. I'm giving up my own way of life, and I'm choosing your way of life." When you live God's way, you find there is real liberty. Real liberty. Freedom from so many hang-ups that are on us when we try to live life our own way. And then you notice what he says there at the end, "I will delight in your commandments, which I love. I will lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love." Have you learned to love God's word? To love God's revelation of himself? To love God's way of life? I encourage you to try it. Have a go. Say, "God, if you're there, you know more about life than I do, and I'm going to go your way." You'll never be sorry if you try it. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.